Assiniboia, the Bengo Agricultural Society was selected as one of the top three finalists in the Growing Home contest sponsored by BASF. Debbie Kesslering of Bengo Ag Society was happy with the result, that following the contest winner's announcement on April 30. We placed third, with Abbey Curling Club placing first place. The Bengo Agricultural Society is very thankful for the support from community of Bengo and surrounding area. BASF is a chemical company that is giving back to their communities in the following four provinces: Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Ontario. Once a community is selected in the top three, the winner will be selected by the most votes, with the contest closing at midnight on April 15. While spokesperson Kesslering said she was not overly optimistic that Bengo would pull ahead of first place standings, she maintains their gratitude for a lot of support that came from Bengo and surrounding area that voted for the Bengo Agricultural Society. Our project is to build a new building that will provide a shade area, new kitchen, wheelchair and family bathrooms plus a running water system. We will be starting to build in the spring but will need further funding to see the building to its completion. The BA said potential individual or business donors can contact them at Box 452 Bengo, SOCOKO or email agsocietybengo@gmail.com. The Bengo Agricultural Society was established in 1916 and has provided ground and agricultural activities in our community and area ever since. This building will enhance the events held at our agricultural grounds. Currently, the organization plays host to high school rodeos, bull riding, amateur rodeo, horse shows, barrel racing and more. Their goal is to continue to provide a venue for these activities and events for future generations. The community of Bengo and their ag society will rise above, with their building ambitions unscathed and defying this setback as they forge ahead, with resilience to continue their goals. The BA also informed everyone that, "We are starting to build in May and hope to continue to raise money to see the building to completion."